I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Ali Burlow. And this week, Ali starts to explore the subject of food waste.
I'm going to start with some facts and figures. National Geographic reports that if food waste were a country, it would be the world's third largest emitter of greenhouse gases, behind the U.S. and China. And according to refed.com, which is a collaborative effort between businesses, the government, funders, and nonprofits that are concerned about the current state of food waste, 54 million tons of food goes into landfills across the country today. Household food waste accounts for 27 million tons a year, and businesses like restaurants and grocers add another 25 million tons. And another 1 million tons of food waste comes from manufacturing plants, like from a soup company, for example. The peelings and trimmings, or a batch gone wrong, all that also gets thrown into the landfills. The numbers are hard to fathom, but maybe this will help. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we throw away enough food every year to fill 730 football stadiums.
I think it's going to start hitting a little closer to home. No new landfills are going to be permanent in Massachusetts, so we really are filling up the space that we have to dispose of trash here.
That's Sophie Abrams of West Tisbury. She's the project manager of an island-wide feasibility study looking at how recycling organic waste, including food, can happen practically and efficiently in vineyard homes and businesses. The feasibility study was spurred on because in 2014, Massachusetts put into place the commercial organics ban. This ban puts a cap on how much organic waste, like food, businesses can dump. Now, any commercial business that is throwing away a ton or more of food per week is no longer allowed to put that in the trash.
And the 1 ton a week is not an average. It's if at any week during the year they're throwing away that much. So any large summer business but is still pretty high volume could also be subject.
Those businesses will have to divert the waste either by sending it to a state-regulated composting or anaerobic digestion facility, or donate it so it can be eaten by people or animals.
That's the most fascinating thing, I think, is that if you think about what we're doing now, we're throwing our food scraps in the trash, they're being shipped off the island, and then we're importing animal feed and compost onto the island. So that's the system. Whereas if we were keeping food scraps on the island and making animal feed or compost here, we're closing the loop a little bit on the local food system, because then animal feed or compost will be going to either grow more local food or to feed animals that provide local food.
A report by the Natural Resources Defense Council says that as much as 40% of the food produced in the U.S. never gets eaten. Most of us don't think we're the ones doing it, but per household, Americans are throwing away $120 of food each month. That's like buying 4 bags of groceries every week in a month and then dropping one in the parking lot and not going back to pick it up. One way to reduce food waste is to prevent it in the first place.
The best place to start when looking at the issue of food waste is reduction, because food that's never wasted is not wasting all the water that took to grow it and the fuel that was taken to ship it and materials in packaging it. And then after that, the next best thing is to feed wasted food to people or to animals.
It's not spoiled or rotten food that Sophie is talking about feeding to people. It's perfectly good usable food. For instance, food that's getting thrown out because of sell-by labeling.
One of the most shocking things that I've learned is that date labels are one step above useless, basically. There's no federal standard on date labels, and they're put on foods basically at the will of the food manufacturers, and they represent foods like peak quality, not anything having to do with food safety, with the exception of baby food. And so those cause a massive amount of waste and confusion because people think it's not safe to eat food past a certain date when really, you know, looking and smelling your food is the way to really tell.
Trusting your eyes, nose, and taste buds can go a long way in reducing food waste. Who hasn't sipped out of the milk carton to see if it's gone bad? Sophie explained that less than 5% of discarded food is composted. Part of her work includes a pilot program called Composting on the Coast. The program began as a way to get hands-on data and experience collecting food scraps. It started June of 2016 with 6 island restaurants, and the wasted food was taken to Morning Glory Farm in Egertown to be composted.
Since the end of June, we collected 32,844 pounds of food, which is 16.4 tons, plus another 2 tons at the events that we worked at this summer. And that was 6 restaurants.
Those events have included the Martha's Vineyard Ag Fair and the Living Local Harvest Fest. They also picked up food scraps at a couple of smaller community gatherings in Chilmark and a wedding.
So, yeah, we have a long way to go. But we got 16 tons of it in the last 6 months. So, yeah, I think it can be done.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
In Allie's next Local Food Report, she continues her conversation with Sophie Abrams, who'll have some tips about what we might do in our own homes. Also, for business owners interested in learning more, you can visit our website for some resources. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.